Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
It's springtime and the redbud trees are in bloom here in southern Indiana. We'll be picking some of the edible flowers from the redbud trees today and creating a sweet treat with yogurt and berries. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
First Lady Michelle Obama joined members of the Childhood Obesity Task Force for a press conference on Tuesday to unveil a new action plan addressing America's childhood obesity epidemic. The plan, entitled Solving the Problem of Childhood Obesity Within a Generation, presents 70 recommendations for action, many of which can be implemented immediately, like promoting breastfeeding, supporting quality physical education in schools, and improving food labeling so parents and kids can make more informed decisions about what they eat. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control confirmed that 29 people became sick from a strain of E. coli bacteria found in wholesale romaine lettuce. Most of these cases were from Michigan, Ohio, and New York State, but the distributor said the allegedly tainted batch of lettuce was sold to customers in 23 states and the District of Columbia. And the Washington, D.C. City Council unanimously approved the Healthy School Act of 2010. The act will bring fresh fruit and vegetables, whole grains, and more local foods to the district's 71,000 public and charter school students. It will also triple the amount of time each child spends exercising during the school day. But D.C. council members are still debating how to pay for the changes. One proposal calls for a 1 cent per ounce tax on soda sold in the district, but opponents say this measure would prove to be unpopular. You can learn more about any of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, and of course, follow our news updates all throughout the week on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. For WFIU's Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
Morel hunters see the blooming of the redbud trees as an indication that their coveted mushrooms are now in season. But these beautiful little pink flowers aren't just nice to look at.
A lot of people don't know that you can actually eat redbuds. They actually have some of the same chemicals in them as red wine. So when you hear about the beneficial flavonoids and, you know, all the different great antioxidants that red wine has, the redbud tree has the same, and they're free. They're actually a member of the legume family, so right along with beans and peas. And you'll see the red buds have these pea pods, and if you pick them when they're really young, they'll be tender, and you can use them just like you would snow peas in a stir fry, and they're wonderful that way as well.
Our recipe today is a dessert that features red bud flowers, yogurt, and berries. To get started, I spoke with someone who knows all about making high-quality yogurt.
Well, you can't get good dairy unless you do it yourself.
That's Peter Coons of Trader's Point Creamery in Zionsville, Indiana. Famous for their yogurt, Trader's Point has been voted America's Best in 2005 and 2006 by the American Cheese Society.
And then we have our banana mango yogurt. We have our wild berry, which has a blackberry, strawberry, and acai berry.
And vanilla, plain, and an orchard trio with peach, pear, and cherry. At Trader's Point, they pride themselves on the unique taste of their products, something that starts with what their cows are eating.
That concept of terroir or whatever, right, where it's like the actual flavoring comes from the grasses on the farm. The real deal is the quality of the product that comes into the creamery. You know, you can't mess with a product that begins with good quality. You know, you just build on it.
If you're the adventurous type, you can even try making your own yogurt. Our resident expert, Amy Jean Roy, has a step-by-step how-to on our website, where you can also listen to an extended interview with Peter Coons. All of that and more, eartheats.org. And while you're online, hop on over to our Facebook page and tell us your favorite yogurt flavor, facebook.com/eartheats. Let's go to the kitchen now for our red bud and yogurt dish.
So we have the red buds here, and I've just pulled them off the tree. It's best to do it kind of after you've had a nice rain and they're nice and fresh and rinsed off. I've got prepared here some meringues. And if you don't know what a meringue is, it's basically just sugar and egg whites that have been beaten together until they're really light and fluffy. I've colored these a little bit with some green and pink colors for spring. And what we're going to do is use this one here, which is kind of like a flattened hockey puck looking thing. And we're just going to put some plain old yogurt in there. And what's going to happen is that yogurt will have, you know, that acid flavor that will combat that real sweetness of the meringue.
Now, the thing with meringues, I've heard, is they're a little tricky to make, especially if you're in humid weather. Is that correct?
They're not tricky to make. They're tricky to store. All right, so what you need to do if you make some homemade meringues is put them in a real airtight container so the moisture and humidity don't get into the meringue. I'm going to top this with some berries. I've got some blueberries and some blackberries. We're going to drizzle it with a little bit of Hunter's Farm honey. Okay, I'm just going to put a little bit of blueberry compote, but you could use some blueberry jam or whatever kind of berry sauce you want. A little more yogurt and finish it up with some of those beautiful red buds, just kind of cascading down off the top of the meringue.
Let's taste this.
It looks beautiful.
That's Earth Eats senior producer, Adam Schweigert. He loaded his fork with a little bit of everything.
The flowers are like a little bit, almost actually bitter, sort of like astringent. So it kind of balances nicely with the other flavors, all the berries and the yogurt.
Adam, have you cooked with flowers?
Actually, no. I would be excited to do some more foraging and try some more stuff out, especially if I knew like which flowers were edible and what they taste like and that kind of stuff. So.
Well, let me give you a few suggestions then. The flowers from other legumes like beans and peas are sweet, and blue borage flowers have a cucumber taste to them. But for a more bitter, peppery taste, try eating decorative flowers like marigolds, peonies, carnations, and nasturtiums. Later in the summer, zucchini and squash blossoms appear, and we've got a great recipe for stuffed squash blossoms on our website. Print it off along with a recipe from this show at eartheats.org. This dish also included a blueberry compote, but you can turn any batch of fruit into a compote.
A compote basically is a mixture of sugar and fruits that you cook down, and you can season that with different spices and different flavorings. So it's another way of preserving fruit. So if you're out there picking blackberries and you don't know what to do with them, you can make a compote. The introduction of sugar into something like that is actually another preservative. It makes the fruit last longer. It has at least, you know, 2 to 3 weeks shelf life after you've cooked it down with a bunch of sugar.
Tell us what you're cooking these days. Submit the photos of your finished dishes to our Flickr page. From our website, eartheats.org, scroll down to the bottom right and click on Add Your Photos. Or drop us an email with your favorite recipes, or just let us know what you thought of this episode. eartheats@gmail.com. Special thanks to news correspondent Megan Meyer and all the other folks who helped make Earth Eats possible.
Eobon Binder, Laura Bolt, and Andrew Olenoff. Adam Schweigert is our senior producer, and I'm Emily Shelton. I find recipes for our Twitter feed. Follow us at Earth Eats, one word.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.